They think our time is strange.
Yeah, you're right. So I think we're behind.
Now, they've got the playoff tickets ready. Do they have holograms on them again this year?
Because that counterfeiting, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right. You got to watch for fake tickets.
And I mean, you have to buy a package of all, how many of you, like two or three?
It's one game semifinal and then best of three final.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so you're one and done if you.
And when does that start?
Sunday.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Next
okay.
Sunday.
Looking
yeah.
forward
There's
to
four
that.
Games left in the regular season, of
really?
Course.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew that, right, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
Marking them down.
What do you hey. Think? Hey. Yep. Hey, Thursday night is Gabe Bock bobblehead night. I knew that would give you a giggle.
Maybe they'll play some Eddie Gorm while they're
play some. Yeah, you know, they need to play some Eddie Gorm.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that when he had hair or the way he is now?
No, the way he is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
We have somebody sitting in today, so we need to behave.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we have to behave?
We'll introduce Kat. Kat, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I was going to suggest that she go down the hall, and that way she can plug in
cat.
And listen.
Yeah, exactly. Just listen.
Is Kat in your room there, Scott?
She is, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. You wearing your big boy pants?
This is a first.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't play well with others,
no,
so anyway.
This is the best room. We've got Coke. We've got yogurt. Yeah. Kind of little cereal and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wait till he breaks out the oatmeal.
Yeah, Scott and his weird breakfast.
Hey, it's better than sitting in the dark like yesterday watching Chase drink coffee.
Wow.
So there.
I have mood lighting.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, really.
You do have mood lighting.
I find fluorescent lighting to be offensive and intrusive. So.
So anyway, our story today does not come from Florida, amazingly enough. Today it comes from Nigeria.
That's a long way from Florida.
They're different over there. A Nigerian
well,
murder...
Well, they think we're different.
Once again, it's like the British time.
A Nigerian murder suspect...
Has a rich relative and wants us to send him, what, $1,000 or something?
Yeah, exactly.
That's accused, right. Yeah, just send
accused
us
accused of killing his brother, told police investigators he actually had killed a goat.
Oh.
What, does his brother look like a goat?
No, which was then magically transformed into his brother.
Oh,
so.
Oh I see. Yeah,
that happens all the time.
Yeah, I've had a nickel every time I've heard that one.
Yeah.
the old goat brother thing.
Yeah, they look just alike.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
And I mean, and the jury probably nods as they're hearing the testimony.
Right.
Oh, it's that one again.
Yeah, I nodded when I heard the story.
Last week it was a leopard, today it's a goat.
Did you say a leopard or a leopard?
I couldn't tell.
A leopard. Leopard, thank you. Yeah.
Brother turns into a leper, you're just putting him out of his misery.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
618, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Now, boys, you're leaving mics on, so
I
could hear somebody coughing or something like that.
That
so.
Wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, it was me. Yeah, well, hey. Yeah, it was just a little throat clear, but I do that a lot.
Come on, Tom, home stretch, buddy. Let's go.
Are we asking too much? Really? Are we asking too much?
Yeah, but that's okay. Happy birthday to you on this August the 7th, if it's your birthday today.
This is National Lighthouse Day.
Oh, really?
We got one of those in Texas.
Yeah. Not
you like lighthouses.
I like lighthouses.
My wife likes lighthouses. Yeah. We have a book about lighthouses on our coffee table.
I have, by the way, I have like three VCR, you know, VHS tapes. Of course, I don't have a VCR anymore.
I was going to say, you watch those often?
No, I don't. No, they're right there collecting dust for the books.
I was going to say, I can tell you from experience, if you ever have a garage sale, those are going in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, today is particularly preposterous packaging day.
Why do we have to alliterate it?
I've been doing a lot of packaging.
And then it's also Professional Speakers Day. Does that include us because we get paid to talk?
I guess so.
Loosely.
All right, here we go.
It's birthdays for, the guy with the Ben Downs hairdo, Stan Freberg.
Oh.
Yeah, the writer, producer, and humorist, much like Ben is.
Sure.
You know, he writes, produces, and humors, is 86 years old today.
Yeah,
there you go. Another humorist, Garrison Keillor. Turns 70 years old today.
I love Garrison Keillor.
He's a bit of a pill.
Yeah.
He's just a bit of a
pill. He looks like he might be a pill.
Well, you know, he was here, came here, you know.
Yeah, he'd been here twice in the last, like, four years, right?
You know, and the local TV station says, hey, a radio station says, hey, you know, we carry your show. No. I mean, could you just come up? No.
He looks at his contract and said, no, I don't have to do that.
I did that for you once.
I'm only going to be in Bryan Station, Texas for one night, so there's no sense in endearing myself.
Yeah. But we're just down the, no. Anyway,
David Duchovny, the actor, the X-Files, turns 52 years old today. And, R. said Garrison Keillor. Yeah, there you go. Alan Page, the Football Hall of Famer. Yeah, he came up on another list. Is 67
Cat's
years
old.
Cat's
not used to being around people this old.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, I've already done that? Oh,
yeah, I've already done that one.
Unless she's doing volunteer work, right?
Yeah.
Now.
That's right.
That was meant that as a compliment for you. It was.
All right.
Yeah, he's not used to this. Hey, Stan Freeberg's worth it. Did I say Don Larson? He's 83. He threw the only perfect game in World Series history to date. Yeah, there you go.
You mentioned Alan Page. Alan Page left professional football, and I believe he was the one that went on to become a Supreme Court, a judge.
A justice. Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. In the state of Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, indeed he did. Charlize Theron.
Ooh.
Mm. You okay in there?
How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. He is 37 years old today. Now, this is a complete departure from Charlize. Is Wayne Knight, Newman, is 57 years old today.
Hey. He had, I mean, he was a fringe character, and then, but it caught on. He obviously tested well, and you know, I'm sure he's making pretty good money.
Yeah,
probably so. There you go. And really, that's all I got of people I've heard of.
Not even close.
Not even close.
No.
Well, among the living, anyway.
B.J. Thomas.
Oh, raindrops. Oh,
yeah,
keep
from
falling
Rosenberg.
On his head.
He's 70.
He's been here.
Yeah, he
has. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And really one of my favorite entertainers, Rodney Crowell. He's 62 today.
He used to be Johnny Cash's son-in-law.
He did indeed. Yes, it. All right, still.
You know who's dead and has a birthday? And the reason
he is not.
Well, he doesn't have a birthday.
Yeah.
He's not celebrating very much.
All right.
But Alfalfa of the R-Gang comedies. The only reason I bring it up, you know what his real name was?
No.
Carl Switzer.
Hmm.
Yeah, I never knew that. I thought his name was Alfalfa.
Related to Barry.
Waking up on the right.